You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, you want to introduce the segment we have right now,
well,
please?
Well, we are going to be chatting about Halloween. It is on Monday, and then there's this list that just came out. It's from lifehacker.com, and they titled it The 7 Deadly Sins of Taking Your Kids Trick-or-Treating. And we were skimming this yesterday, and I just did the whole facepalm thing because it's like, there's so many rules and things you have to worry about now when you just take your kids trick-or-treating. Isn't it like the most simple thing, Dom? You ring the doorbell, you hold out your bucket, you get a piece of candy, you move on, right?
That should be it.
That should be it. But no, we've got this list here now of everything you got to be concerned about. Number one. Let's start with number one. Leaving little kids terrified. Halloween is supposed to be scary in a fun way for kids, so don't go overboard and scar them for life.
Well,
come on.
I'm not sure which come on you mean. Like, come on, what is wrong with you people terrifying small children? Or are you saying, come on, this is our right to
this
be
is
able
what you
to
do. The spooky stuff comes out on Halloween, right? It's ghosts and goblins and jumping out from a bush. Booga booga, you know? I mean, growing up, my dad did that thing where he dressed as like a scarecrow or whatever, and he stayed on the front porch. Just sat there until the kids came up, and then you jump out.
And then
he
would
him.
Move. Yeah,
come
okay.
on, that's a good time. But now I guess we're scarring kids for life because of that.
Yeah.
I'm already feeling the emails and texts. I'm already feeling them. Not being serious about safety. Make sure your kids have a flashlight or a glow stick, and are dressed in bright colors.
Yeah. Yes,
make sure they can see through their masks.
The thing is, we all know this is true, but at the same time, you can't even turn on a local TV station without them making that the lead story, right?
Right.
Here are the ways you can do trick-or-treating safely.
Make sure the eye holes at your masks are properly sized. Number three, this has been one for years and years, freaking out about the razor blades and needles and whatnot that you find in the candy. Make sure you inspect all the candy, which honestly, I will say, I do that. I dump the bucket out on the ground, just do a quick once over of the candy, make sure nothing's opened and looks a little suspicious. And I'm like, there, have at it. You know, usually after I take 3 or 4 Reese's peanut butter cups, I say, there, have at it.
But don't you pretty much just take your kids to houses where you know the people?
We're just in our neighborhood. Although, you know what? On Saturday morning, we're doing one of those trunk or treat events where we're going up to a location and everybody has their trunks open, which is, I guess on the surface, it does seem a little odd that you were going up to random strangers' trunks and pulling candy out of it.
Right.
You know, it's a little, but I'll still
But it
give
depends
it a
on
once
who
over.
It's sponsored by.
Right.
So.
Right.
I mean, where I live, I mean, I've noticed that every church has a sign out front that says trunk or treat on such and such date. All of the churches are doing trunk or treat, which is interesting. And we might as well just talk about it because we talk about stuff on this show that there are many people of a certain religious persuasion who hate Halloween.
Yep.
And they talk about how it's, you know, the work of the devil. And
yeah,
hey, you know, bless their hearts, to each their own, whatever you feel and whatever you believe, fine. But that's why it just surprised me that every church was having a trunk or treat. It's as if the churches who in the past may have had a problem with it are now taking the concept. They're basically saying, we can't win this. Kids are going to go, so we might as well.
It's more of the fall festival, though. It's what's going on in school. It's just a festival for fall to celebrate the season, and there's no devils or anything running around. And but you're right. It's like the location is what matters, which makes me feel a little weird because we're taking the kids to the Randy's Razorblade Emporium to do the trunk or treating. Okay. So
you're not allowed to joke about this, Jeremy. That's what I've learned.
Sorry. Number four, letting your kids be rude. They have to say trick or treat. They have to thank the person that gives them candy. And they have to thank anyone who likes their costume. I have liked your costume. Thumbs up.
Thank you for liking my costume.
Do I even want to mention 5?
It's on the list.
Do I even want to mention 5? You mention it.
No, actually you don't want to.
It's giving out candy with potential allergy issues.
Right. And okay. that is a
and that's all we
that's
say
a minefield.
About that.
That's a minefield for people to talk about.
It
so we just say please
so
be
conscious.
Alert and wary and be yeah, right. Be
there you go.
Be respectful of other people's health concerns.
Yes. There. Happy Halloween. Poor planning. Hitting a few of your neighbor's houses might be all your 3-year-old can handle, but your 10-year-old might want to go out longer. Blah blah blah. Poor planning. So just I guess plan your route. Don't overdo it. Don't underdo it.
How much overthinking are we doing with Halloween?
It's too stressful, man.
Oh, my God.
And then 7, skipping it all together.
Yeah.
Here's a communion.
I have people that I have known in my life who, even with children, they will not allow even any discussion of it, no dressing up, and it's just not done. So, hey, again, to each their own.
That pretty much sums it up, right?
Yeah.
But isn't it, aren't I correct when I first started this and saying that the fun has really just gone out of the whole holiday, the whole aspect of trick-or-treating? It's just not fun anymore.
You're not wrong, and you can say that about many of the old school traditions, especially those around various holidays. And yeah, a lot of fun has been sucked out of Halloween in the name of being proper.
Nicely said.
I mean,
we shall be proper on the devil's holiday.
Be proper. especially because this is Outraged America, all you have to do is give somebody an iota of an inkling of something that would be offensive or wrong, and they want to scream it from the mountaintop.
Right.
And so, you know, if you're a business that's trying to do stuff for Halloween, I'm sorry, Fall Festival, then you're putting yourself at risk for somebody
getting
putting
in your
a one-star review.
Getting
you know,
in your
on
kitchen,
Yelp, right?
Yes, and giving you a one-star, absolutely.
So, yeah, a lot of the fun has been sucked out of stuff. But
Do malls still do the trick-or-treating? That was a big thing.
I got
that
a better question. Are there still malls?
Well, sure, like Park Meadows and Mills and I guess Southwest Plaza. That's barely limping by. Do they still do? We always did that as kids. We'd go to the mall, and that was the best because, I mean, think of it. You got 100-some stores in there, and they're all handing out candy. That was always the best time. Mm-hmm. Was going to the mall to go trick-or-treating, and it was a safe environment. I don't know if they still do that. Yeah, I'll let you reply to the text coming in.
I'm not going to.
Thank you for everybody texting in.
We've got a bunch of text messages that we're not going to read.
You've ruined Halloween, and you've ruined this segment on the show.
Thank you very, very much.
Tom and Jeremy.
That's not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's election season, and voters are rushing to their mailboxes. They're reading up on the issues, talking to their friends and neighbors, and making their mark. Join in and cast your ballot early this election. Drop it by November 8th.
Dom and Jeremy.
I bet they both love to dance.
On Mix 100.
About 15 minutes away from today's Mindbender. It's coming up at 7:30. We've been talking about ways that we have screwed up Halloween. Let me just say this, a disclaimer. Thank you to everyone who has texted. If we do not reply, it's not because we don't love you. It's because we're getting a little buried in these right now, but we're doing the best we can. I will say this. I want to read this one from Kendra. She says, I got to share what I heard. A certain neighborhood HOA, Jeremy, you're on an HOA.
I am, yeah. What's going on?
A certain neighborhood HOA sent out a letter with a passcode that the kids will need to say when they show up in order for homeowners to give them candy to make sure the children are from the neighborhood.
No.
So it's almost like a secret handshake.
It is. Instead of like trick or treat, they have to say mummy monster, mummy monster.
Yeah. It's a certain passcode that the kids have to memorize in order to get candy.
It's insanity.
And someone suggested that at an HOA meeting. And here's what's worse. Everybody on the HOA agreed and obviously
I was
going to
say, they probably went to a vote. Everyone raised their hands. Somebody seconded the motion and
to make sure the children are from that neighborhood. Because in our neighborhood, we only give out candy to kids who live within a three-block radius.
Send us the code word, Kendra. I want to know.
Here's what I
want. So we can say it.
Here's what I want. I want to know the neighborhood. I want to know which neighborhood it is. I want to know the password. And then we're going to broadcast it.
Oh, can we do that?
And we will invite children from all over the metro area to go to that neighborhood and use the password.
There'll be an HOA email that goes out today changing the password.
Changing.
We need to change it. Alert. Emergency.
And they'll say, thanks to a certain morning radio show, we have had to change our passcode.
These guys are jerks. Send us the password, Kendra. Come on.